A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and he carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely. He sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor, because he speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague. Marcus Tullius Cicero. Let me cut to the chase here. If what was happening in this country was happening in a foreign country, the people in this country would have called for military strikes as well as an all-out manhunt pertaining to the dictators that were guilty of the very same things that America has allowed this administration to get away with. Yet, because it's happening here, the people have somehow deceived themselves into believing that what they have allowed is not as bad as what is happening over in third world countries. And what is even worse is that as long as there are smiles and the reciting of the word Constitution and the word God, the American people are set at ease only to set themselves up for the next act of treason. But as long as the dictator smiles... I was humored the other day when an individual said to me, "Bradley, you're so bold and so harsh at times." I said, "Really? It is the command of God concerning the church to warn the people that the house of sin is on fire and that they need to get out lest they perish." I reminded this person that the word of the Lord is like a fire, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. The end result is hopefully to bring forth repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. The church is to magnify God's law. Well, the Holy Ghost comes to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Oh, how little of the character of Jesus Christ do men in America relate or identify with today. They are much like Jesus' disciples. And by the way, he asked his disciples, saying unto them, "Who do men say that I am?" And they answered, "John the Baptist, but some say Elijah, and others, one of the prophets, George Whitefield, the Great Awakening field preacher, said, "It is a poor sermon that gives no offense, that neither makes the hearer displeased with himself nor with the preacher." I went on to tell the individual that I was speaking with that, on the contrary, the people in this country have been so conditioned to believe that the one who sets the house on fire encourages and acts out transgressions against God's and America's constitutional laws, endangering all within, figuratively speaking, while flattering, lying, smiling, and kissing up about the state of the country, is somehow the individual that is the one who is looking out for the good of the people within. Remember, Judas betrayed Jesus Christ with a kiss. No, these are the characteristics of how dictators act. They destroy through policy and prosper by craft. They magnify themselves in their own hearts, and by false peace they destroy many. They even stand up against the Prince of Princes, and at length shall be broken without hand. Amen. As a matter of fact, Proverbs 26 verse 28 says, "A lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin." This only takes place when a people throw off God's law and America's founding documents and give a free hand to the destroyer. This is a point no one can deny in America today. Furthermore, dictators have a smile on their faces as they go along not to offend but to appease. That is, until in the transcending mode he gets to power. Then he can dictate by force. I finally communicated to the individual that I was speaking to, "You fail to understand that through the rule of force will bring forth war, and the rule of law brings forth peace. See, I mean to warn you to get back to God's government so it does not come to that." President James Buchanan rightly said, "There is nothing stable but heaven."
BBSRadio.com.
Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I'm trying to get the lighting to be more professional, take it up a notch from where we've always been. It's been so office lit that, you know, enough is enough. So we're kind of trying to take a step back and saying, you know what, let's make it a little bit more professional looking on video in the sense of the quality of the film. So we got some lights set up on the other side. And no, we're not doing the hippie thing because that was way before my time. And nobody preaches out against the hippies more than this boy does, just for the record, because those are the people that are occupying the pulpits and halls of government today. And it's not good in any sense of the word. It is a backwards generation that ran rather than stood. 78 verse 9, read the book of Psalms, 78 verse 9 when you get a moment. Wanted to tell you really quick because I got a lot of content to get to. We're going to be talking about what defines treason. I want to show you exactly again what is happening here in America today in just a moment. With that said, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. If you want to call in, we'd love to hear from you. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ here. Now, if you all remember right, we've been told that Donald Trump, one of the first things he's going to do is he's going to get into office and he is going to deport all of the illegals. Keep in mind, folks, the old regime and the new regime are identical. Just the same things that we've always said, folks. First of all, right, left, completely unconstitutional. We're a constitutional republic. We're ruled by law, Article 4, Section 4. It's a system set up to divide and conquer. Mark 3:25, nothing more, nothing less. Well, when he came out and told you this, it was interesting because I noted right away that they were also the ones that allured the illegals to come into America on your dime. And everywhere you look, they're building condos and apartments, and they're building these 15-minute cities everywhere that nobody but Donald Trump is promoting in such a degree that he is. Nobody's doing it more so than he is. And I can't accredit him to that as being nobody's better than him at doing the opposite of what he says. And the reason I'm saying that, friends, is I told you, you better pay attention to who he's going to be deporting. Because we're already seeing that they're backpedaling on their promises, and it went from we're going to deport the illegals to the worst of illegals. And I also told you, you better stand ready concerning who they mean to deport. Now, what am I talking about? Let me just go a step further, because what they want to do is they want to create confusion by design. Read Daniel 9:7. That's why people are confused. That's why they're afraid. We haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And those that have strong confidence in the Lord, the only ones that they are afraid of is him in a righteous, filial sense. So in saying that again, friends, and I've said it three times, I want you to see this. Adam, whoever this guy is, Adam Media, just highlighted, and good for him, President Trump to sign executive order completely unconstitutional. Let me say it again, completely unconstitutional. It is not congruent with the U.S. Constitution in any sense of the word. It's just another guy's under another good guy that's been sold to the people, is doing the right thing, and people take him for face value, and they look no further than what he says and how he's been sold to them. Well, it says that he signed an executive order to identify, punish, and listen carefully, and to deport anti-Semites. Now, keep in mind, and I've said this, friends, and you need to hear this, the Department of Homeland Security has identified 72 definitions of what a domestic terrorist is, and it's not the illegals. It's the American people that stand up and resist this global order in which they mean to establish. Now, I want you to see this as well. It says, after 249 years of existence, Adam reported Israel has now officially destroyed the First Amendment. Wow. No, Israel didn't destroy anything. Your said representatives did it because the American people sit back and allow them to do it. Okay? Again, a million times over, your rights aren't taken away from you in this country if you're willing to fight for them. 1 Timothy 6:12. You're forfeiting your God-given rights. Furthermore, with this said, friends, which is true what he's saying, but not the way he's saying it, what I did is I took the time to post this conjured up unconstitutional anti-Semitism bill that Trump just signed. Listen carefully, you're going to get the whole of it in this one phrase. That Trump just signed is there to defend the Zionists who are perpetuating the crime against we the people, and it's aimed at Christians. And then what I put is, when are people going to wake up to their own dilemmas, friends, that they're creating by ushering their own oppressors into the people's White House? They sit back and they act like they have no idea. You know what's also interesting is his supporters, his worshipers, Acts 12:22. It's interesting that when I posted this, this conjured up constitutional anti-Semitism bill that Trump just signed is aimed at Christians. One clown goes on there and says this. He says, you know, it's a good thing Trump didn't create the bill. It's like, are you people really that naive? They're really that naive. They're really that willfully blind. Jeremiah 5:21. It's also interesting, another guy said, more information. With a question mark, I said, what other information do you need? The bill's created to attack anybody that stands up against those that Donald Trump is working for, period. And we already seen across the boards that they are now Zionists. They're all converting over to Judaism right now. Right? And Trump did it back in 2017. And it's not, again, the Israel of God. Okay? But I want to ask you guys something, those that are watching me right now and listening to me right now, because we're live from 2 to 3. I'm just kind of curious, who betrayed Jesus Christ? The Pharisees did. The sons and daughters of Satan that called themselves the children of God, is that right? Did the Pharisees themselves have the power to crucify Jesus Christ? No, they didn't. Is that why they had to go to the Pontius Pilate, the governor, to do his murdering or to do their murdering for them? Isn't that exactly what's happening to the politicians today? Anybody need a cue card here? Anybody need some sort of other flag to kind of flag you as to the information that's being thrown down on you right now? That's what the politicians that are playing the Judas against you are doing, folks. They're saying crucify the Christians, and Judas is willing to do it.
Hello.
We'll be right back.
This is Caleb Collier, host of Church and State. Find us at churchandstate.media. Take it from me, you have to listen to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean is one of the greatest theologians and patriots of our time. He is leading the charge in our modern-day revolution. Bradley doesn't pull punches and always presents what is right, not beholden to party, politics, or pulpits. I am proud to call him friend. He is truly a son of liberty.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Register at christianmediaconference.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
So that this nation may long endure, I urge you to follow in the hallowed footsteps of the great disobedience of history that freed exiles, founded Christianity, defeated tyrants, and yes, in the hands of an aroused rabble, in arms and a few great men, Charlton Heston. The brave man inattentive to his duty is worth little more to his country than the coward who deserts her in the hour of danger. President Thomas Jefferson. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just wanted to remind everybody, please do not wait until the last segment. Please do not wait until the last segment. Wanted to show you a newspaper clip from February 2nd of 1909. A well-known physician insists that vaccination is the cause of cancer. Okay? We're seeing all this turbo cancer. And I know that there's a lot of these doctors, man. They're just sitting back and they're just baffled concerning what's going on. They just don't understand what's going on. And you know who's going right along with them? The people are. The people are. They're just as baffled as the doctors. They don't know why 3.5 years ago they were sold, a virus that didn't exist to the extent that they wanted you to believe it did. And what they did is they said, you know, just wear a mask. And then all of a sudden, before you know it, you're supposed to take a shot. And if you don't take the shot, you're endangering other lives. And then shortly thereafter, we have these doctors that were being vetted and we got them actually through. And once we got them through, they warned the American people and they warned people on a worldwide basis, don't take the shot because there's no reversing this bioweapon and it's not a vaccination. Yeah, and they're still baffled. And all of a sudden, here comes people just falling over dead out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, again, heart failure. I mean, the list goes on concerning what they call the side effects of these bioweapons. And they just don't know what's going on. Well, speaking of Donald Trump, Catherine Austin Fitz, again, Trump is a vaccine traitor. Of course he is. He called himself the father of the vaccine. Now, the reason I'm bringing up this news is because it's not old. It's coming back around again, just like I told you it was going to. And this time it's going to be way pumped up, friends, in the sense of gaining more and garnering more support and using more totalitarian methods in the system of government unconstitutionally against the American people. Well, Catherine told us, Catherine Austin Fitz, she said, if you were among those who supported Trump on the theory that he's going to end the great poisoning, I'm afraid you will be sadly disappointed. The real goal here is to build the data center infrastructure for a control grid, a digital ID, and an all-digital financial system. Healthcare is just the excuse. Remember under Adolf Hitler, remember it was for your health. The people that were behind the barbed wire fences, friends, were those that didn't go along with Adolf Hitler. They convinced 80 million people that they were diseased. They didn't go along with us. And little did they know what they were doing was killing off the masses through a genocide, right? Okay, well, again, how could it be other in any other way? And how could it be otherwise if Donald Trump, the father of the vaccine, throughout his campaign trail, telling people to go out and get the shot and talking about how many people's and how many lives have been saved because of it, opposite of what is true, gosh, it's scary concerning the condemnation these people are going to face. And it's all self, it's self-procured in every sense of the word. I want you to see what our friend Catherine Ott has to say concerning the truth of the matter with what's going on again under Donald Trump. And again, how could it be otherwise? Check this out.
Again, you know, this is Operation Warp Speed 2.0. So remember, Trump funded Operation Warp Speed 1.0. He authorized it. He put $18 billion behind it. Now we're talking about $500 billion. It was presented as private investment. I'm calling hooey on that. It's not private investment because a lot of the people involved are government contractors, you know, and now that we're running the government finances on a secret basis, you know, you're not going to come up with this $500 billion privately. It's basic, one way or another, it's coming through the government. So this is a Manhattan kind of project to win at AI. Now, if the cover story is vaccines and they're really serious, what you need to know is that mRNA vaccines, first of all, it's not a vaccine. I'm assuming they're calling it a vaccine because they want indemnification. mRNA technology is poison. It's toxic. There is an excellent book that Sucharit Bhakti and Dr.
Okay, so Catherine's telling us it's poison, yet the politicians that are making money off of this, by filling the pockets of the pharmaceutical companies that were going bankrupt, are telling you that they're saving lives. But the people that they're censoring are telling you the truth of the matter.
Michael Palmer wrote from Doctors for COVID Ethics. It's up at Solari. It's up at the Doctors for COVID Ethics. It's called mRNA Vaccine Toxicity. Mary Holland wrote the foreword. I wrote the afterword. And it explains in great detail how what a killing technology this is. So we're talking about technology that, you know, we know of as of today based on Denny Rancor's work, Mark Skidmore's work. This has killed and disabled millions of people.
Okay, so folks, this goes on, and she's just telling you the fraudulence of what is going on. I got some clown right now talking about how I'm hammering Trump. And Donald Trump knows that these are all bad. I would invite you to call and confront me on this topic. My number is 281-845-4704. Again, that number is 281-845-4704. Donald Trump knows it's so bad that he continuously tells his worshipers, friends, to get the shot. And he continuously gloats in the fact that he's the father of the vaccine. He continuously gloats in the fact that he saved so many lives. Hang on to that thought because I'm pulling something up right now so we can all see once again the truth of the matter and once again how far his worshipers will go to support what is not true. Even when Donnie himself tells you it's not true, his worshipers still try to justify his crimes against humanity. Oh, yep. And I did say that. I did say crimes, and that's exactly what they are. This is a genocide happening on a worldwide basis, and no one can take away the truth of the matter. There's no refuting that. in any sense of the word. And yet they still want to justify their oppressors. What is it going to take for these people to figure it out? Are they going to be behind a barbed wire fence because now they figured out what the problem was and they're going to sit back and say, you know what? I wish I would have listened to those that were telling me the truth, but I was hammering those that were telling me the truth. See, what they do, friends, is they reward evil to those that mean to do them good. Oh, and it's very prevalent. It's very prevalent. But then again, it was all promised to those that would follow the Christ. I'm still scrolling up here, friends, because I want you to see the truth of what our friend online is saying right now, talking about me hammering Trump. No, I'm just trying to save more lives because you're too blind and willfully blind and going along to get along concerning the issues that the world is facing right now, because this is just the beginning of the second wave. And I'm here to tell you that things are going to get much worse than what they are right now. I was thinking earlier, as a matter of fact, it just kind of dropped in on me, a band of brothers. And there was a point where the generals came about and they were in Bastogne, and the general came on and said, hey, listen, I want to make sure that you all understand there's a lot of stuff coming this way. You need to stand your ground. I'm here to tell you right now, prophetically, you got a lot of stuff coming your way, Americans, and it's aimed at you. I want to go over to my friend again that just said I was hammering Trump and that Trump now acknowledges that these are bad. That's not at all what he's saying. He's saying just the exact opposite. And what Catherine Austin Fitz is telling us is he took $500 billion from the American people and indebted them to now put a chip in their brain to cure the cancer that they're responsible for creating. Here's quotes by Donald Trump. Our friend online wants us to believe right now. He wants us to believe that Donald Trump has distanced himself from this. Not at all. Everybody go get your shot. Here, I'll keep going. The vaccine is a great thing. People should take advantage of it. Wow, that doesn't sound like he's denouncing it. I would recommend it to my vaccine skeptic allies. Wow, this is Donald Trump. Don't let the libs win when you promote vaccine skepticism. Well, if you're in the position of government, there should be no such thing as libs, and there should be no such thing as leftists, because you're now in the position to actually condemn their crimes with your DOJ that you could do anything that you wanted to do with, but of course you don't do it. And that's the history of who Donald Trump is. Once you get the vaccine, you get better. Donald Trump. Here's another one. I just want to go ahead and high-five our friend that tells other people by trying to poison the feed that I'm just hammering, no, Donald Trump, and that Donald Trump is distancing himself from this. No, he's not. I recommend you to take it, said Donald Trump. Take the vaccines. It is working. Donald goes on, the vaccines do work. It's tremendously successful. It is, of course, especially with 20 million people murdered, right? Here's one more. I'm all in favor of the vaccine. I'm sorry. One more after that. People aren't dying when they take the vaccine. The opposite is true of what this criminal has to say. And rest assured, he's a criminal. I also wanted you to see this, because this goes on. And I'm going to take it into the next segment, and then we're going to get into the main topic. But I want you to see this, friends, because this is insanity. This is Health Impact News. Funeral embalmer. 85% of dead bodies now have strange blood clots since COVID vaccine rolls out. Some of these are older, but it shows you what Donald Trump was promoting and is continuously promoting. And now they're trying to come around again and say, we're going to cure cancer. Who created it? They did. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. Here to save lives, friends. Here to save lives.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Yeah. Our theme this year is Revival and Reverence, Returning to God, with some great speakers, including the courageous Pastor Art Pawlowski from Canada, Dr. Ted Brower, Matt Truella, Scott Shera, Pastor Butch Paw, and more. Learn more and get your tickets today at WisconsinChristianNews.com. This is sure to be the highlight of your year.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was correct when he said, "Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless people. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act." President Andrew Jackson rightly stated that if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of right and wrong, of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers, and the Supreme Court is then become our ruler. Things don't turn up in this world until somebody turns them up. President James Garfield goes on and says, "I love agitation and investigation and glory in defending unpopular truth against popular error." Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison said, "With reasonable men I will reason, with human men I will plead, but to tyrants I will give no quarter, nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost."
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Register at ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSRadio.com.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. I just had a guy saying that while I was pounding on Trump again. No, I'm just trying to do my best to save lives because you're too much of a coward to do that. That's why. It's my job to warn the people, Ezekiel 33, verse 3. You know, it's interesting, again, I've shared this several times in the past. I haven't talked about this in some time. But it says in Leviticus 17, 11, that the life of the flesh is in the blood. Where do the vaccines go? These bioweapons, where do they go? Directly into the bloodstream. Who comes to steal, kill, and destroy? Satan himself, John 10, 10. Who does his biddings for him? His minions, John 8, 44. What do we see? We see repeat criminals in front of our faces right now. And why are they repeat criminals? Because the American people, again, the responsible party, fail to deal with the criminals. And here we have it. Whole lot of lives lost because of those that are trying to justify murder. And it's exactly what we're dealing with. Here, I want you to see this. Again, this is on Health Impact News. This goes on forever, but I did want to take this segment for just this. COVID-19 vaccine casualty list, right? Anthony Fauci, never prosecuted. Just think about how much money Rand Paul made from his supporters on top of his income as a sitting senator from Kentucky. No prosecution whatsoever because the American people haven't figured out that they're the great American appeasers, just like I said. And you know what? More of this is going to come out because I got a little bit of an attitude on the behalf of those that are willing to stand up and warn other people, not only to flee from the wrath to come, but from the devil's blow. We have this. Look at this. 50,663 dead. 5,315,063 injured following COVID-19 vaccines, as they're called, in Europe alone. 96 Canadian children ages 2 to 19 have died suddenly or unexpectedly in the past 3 months. Triple COVID vax, 25-year-old medical doctor dies suddenly. 132 Canadian doctors have now died since COVID vaccine rollout. And folks, as I said, it's not going away. Catherine just got done telling us that it's coming around again. And how could it be otherwise? 44-year-old Thai princess in coma after Pfizer shot. COVID flu shots injected together, a deadly combo with 147 dead already. Little baby girl, 2 years old, 1 day after the bioweapon. 55 performers collapsing on television. Or dying on stage or live camera in just 2022 to 2023. A vaccine NFL player wanted, unvaxxed, jailed, died unexpectedly. We have, again, sudden death of Franco Harris. There was pro boxers that we highlighted. Hagler, I'm thinking of. Children who died suddenly. 60,000 children have been murdered because of what's going on and what's being tolerated by the American people today. Other countries are protesting, massive protests, and America's fast asleep again, praising their oppressors. 60,000 children dead, 4,571 fetal deaths following the shot. It goes on. Pro-COVID vaccine authorities continue to die or become disabled after mocking the unvaccinated. Of course, because God is not mocked. Galatians 6 and 7. Look at this again. We're going to go back to Europe. 48,817 dead. 5,107,883 injured following COVID vaccines in Europe. Died suddenly, case surge with more deaths in 2022. And it just keeps going on. 18-year-old fully vaxxed dead. Oh, I am just going to, hey, folks, in Deuteronomy 19:19, it says, you do to those what they mean to do to you. And the fact of the matter is, I wonder how many of these parents that lost their children are going to begin the hunt. No joke. No joke. I am absolutely amazed that they even are on their legs anymore. And the fact of the matter is, folks, that they want to go ahead and indemnify themselves and go ahead and kill without consequence is amazing to me. And if you see what they did back in the 1980s under Ronald Reagan, it's exactly what they intended to do. And it's exactly what they did. Here we have some more, friends. Stop the infanticide. Killing unborn babies, the shots, 80 dead doctors in Canada, sudden deaths of young, healthy adults, COVID. It just keeps going up. Look at the numbers here, friends. In your government, again, your said representative, those that work for you are assuming authority over you, and they are now trying to create policies to force you to take a shot, and not the shot only, but also to put a chip in your brain. I know that just sounds totally crazy, doesn't it? Yep. How many times have I told you that they always act in the process of doing the unthinkable because the people think somehow or another, the fact of the matter is somehow or another, the people think that it would never happen here. That's exactly why it's happening. Look at the numbers and look at how long this list is, friends. And the American people, you should have knew way better than all of this. The numbers are astronomical, to say the least. The list goes on and on and on. And how dare you stand up against the scientists and what they mean to do? Well, this is what they did, friends. And this is what they're going to try to force on you again. And here, I'm still scrolling here. If you're listening to us on radio, folks, I'm scrolling. Here, look at this one. 2,000 increase in fetal deaths after taking the shot. And I'm supposed to go along with, well, you know what, Trump, you know, I'm pounding on Trump right now again. And no, I'm just telling you that he's a criminal. He calls himself the father of the vaccine, and he's going to do it to you again if he didn't get you the first time. And that's what I told you. Now, which one is your friend? Which one is love? I'm just kind of curious. This is sick what the American people put up with. It truly is. Scott from Arizona, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
This whole thing about the vaccine and drugs and that, back in the 90s, a Hitler youth, a man that was in Hitler's youth, gave a presentation, and he was saying just what you're saying now, that they're going to drugging the people. The Nazis were drugging the anti-Semitic laws and the Bolsheviks too.
Yep.
That you couldn't criticize a Jew. And
yep.
Of course that came into Germany.
Yep. Anti-Semitism. Yep.
Yeah. You know, abortion, all this perversion and all this was right before Hitler, just like we're right now.
Yep.
And, people should read so they don't repeat the horrors of history.
Yeah, that's the problem. They're being taken in their pride right now, Scott. And, you know, it's not that they're sorry for what's going on, regardless if anybody in their family died or not. It's not that they're sorry. It's that they're a part of the issue. I mean, these people have gone so far as to usher in their oppressors so they can assail them again. And I got to be honest with you, Scott. I blew the trumpet on this one over and over and over again, and people were saying to me, Bradley, why do you keep riding this out? Because I said it's coming again, and it's coming again, friends, in a vengeance. It really is.
Well, I go to a Christian men's group. I speak, you know, like you do. Oh, man, they're all yelling at me.
Yep.
There's a coyote going by.
Yeah, they're accomplices to the crime is what they are. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They are.
And they idolize so that they have two gods. They have the idol, Trump, or whoever, and Jesus Christ is like secondary.
Of course. Yeah, right. One of the things that I've always said with that, Scott, and I posted that, if Jesus Christ was really your Lord, you'd be standing against Donald Trump. You wouldn't be supporting him. And that is exactly the truth of the matter. Thank you for the phone call. Oh, I should have asked you how the weather is, by the way, but I didn't get time to do that. For the sake of time, I'm going to keep rocking it here. We still have our friend trying to justify the actions of Donald Trump, the father of the vaccine. Nobody's been prosecuted for the crimes. That really falls to the American people again in tolerating the crimes and allowing these individuals to continuously banner back and forth to keep the people distracted as if to suggest something's really being done. No, nothing's being done, friends. The only thing that's being done here, friends, is they're re-engaging again to leverage at the American people. Now, some will say, well, Bradley, that's pretty extreme that you would say that. I'm here to tell you something, guys. I didn't say that. As a matter of fact, if you look up on the screen right now, Project Stargate, $500 billion for A1 cancer mRNA. Look how they're selling it to the people. We're going to cure cancer. No, you created the problem. And you know how they want to cure cancer, friends? They want to put a chip in your brain. I played this video just 2 days ago. And that's exactly what they intend to do. I'll probably get to that a little bit more tomorrow and replay the videos for you so you can understand to the degree that you are under attack, because I don't think the American people have a clue as to what's going on here. Let me say something really quick, just piggybacking Scott. And I want to say this to our friend on there trying to justify the crimes of the current administration. I want you to listen to this. Just listen carefully, and I say this in all sincerity. Lois Solmitz, a Hamburg school teacher, said of Adolf Hitler in 1932, listen carefully, and does this sound familiar? How many look up to him with touching faith as their helper, their savior, their deliverer from unbearable stress? And little did they know, that's what they said of Adolf Hitler. They loved Adolf Hitler. They did not hate Adolf Hitler. They loved him. Isn't that exactly what you're seeing here in this country today, as our friend Scott just highlighted correctly? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 281-845-4704. We'll be right back. Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same, or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
Hello, this is Caleb Collier, host of Church and State. Find us at churchandstate.media. Take it from me, you have to listen to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean is one of the greatest theologians and patriots of our time. He is leading the charge in our modern day revolution. Bradley doesn't pull punches and always presents what is right, not beholden to party, politics, or pulpits. I am proud to call him friend. He is truly a son of liberty.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
BBSRadio.com. Yeah, I know, you know. Can you guys, I just seen one of my friends online say, you know, let's talk treason. It's like, I know. But, you know, sometimes those people that get involved, man, they really make the show, because it just gives me an opportunity to scripturally unload. Because, hey, it's law to the proud, grace to the humble. You know, it's an opportunity for me to lay the law of God on them so they can deal with themselves. And that's exactly what happened there. And I would just suggest to everybody, somebody had said in part, don't answer a fool in his folly. That's exactly what he meant to do, was just to stir the people up. And with that, you know, it was short-lived. So I want to go over to treason, because I want people to understand what treason is. Can I say this really quick? I mean, it is my show, right? Bradley, will you just shut up about what matters the most? Will you just shut up about all the people that died suddenly from these bioweapons? You know, that's old. That's the past. It's different now. He didn't know, but he just signed it. No big deal. Somehow he's indemnified himself. Somehow he's without guilt or fault concerning his actions when he's the president of the United States of America. This is how ignorant people have become. Bradley, just shut up. Can I just say this, just so you all understand? Isn't that how you got yourself into this predicament in the first place? is because you took their instructions and you shut up? Because you didn't go the same direction with them and shutting your mouth and just beginning to praise those that are destroying his own followers? Because that's exactly what's going on. When you go over, let's switch up topics. Article 3, Section 3, treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. Okay. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses, which is directly from the word of God, or to the same overt act, or no confession in open court. Article 3, Section 3. Now, remember when the whole abortion issue came on? The people and the court said, you know, we're not going to do this anymore. It's going to be respective back to the states. Well, the federal government never had the authority to take on the issue in the first place. Why? Because the federal and the state governments never had the authority lawfully to murder innocent babies in the first place. See how far they pulled the people in? They pulled you in, friends, so far that 80 million babies have been murdered now. And instead of during the time that they illegally sanctioned the murder of innocent babies in the womb, if the American people would have just stood up and brought just recompense according to God's statutes upon those that were illegally sanctioning the murder and the shedding of innocent blood, Proverbs 6:17, Exodus 20, verse 13, instead of the people dealing with those that murdered 80 million people, look what's happened. It's spread, hasn't it? It's been normalized now, hasn't it? Yep. And the American people as accomplices are now going to pay God's just compense for allowing the shedding of innocent blood in the first place. That's scripture, friends. Read 24, verse 4 of 2 Kings. Now, when you look at that, do you remember when it went to the states? And I knew it was a ploy. I knew it was a diversion. I knew that they weren't putting their foot down on abortion, murder of children, in any sense of the word. Is it what they did? Nope, not at all. Did things get worse or did they get better? They got worse, just like I knew that they would. And see what happens, friends, is the media, and what they'll do is they'll take someone on the right side and the left side again of the unconstitutional aisle, and they'll try to war them against each other. And that's all it is show. These are clowns in the circus of politics putting on a show. But has it ever been stopped? Here's another question for you. How many presidents, right, have promised to put the kibosh on the murdering of children? How many have kept their word? Which proves my point, okay? They're all in it together, and it's absolutely true. But again, when the Supreme Court relinquished the authority that was never given to them in the first place, but in the eyes of the American people, they had the authority. No, they did not. No, they did not, okay? Did we delegate authority to the Supreme Court to murder our children? Absolutely not. Does law permit that? Absolutely not. Does any law in our unions actually advocate for the murder of children? Absolutely not. Then how is it that they got away with it? Because the people let them get away with it, right? Just holding people accountable to the truth of the matter. Now, I want to say this. Things didn't get better. They got worse. They didn't put a stop to it. It spread, and it got worse as it went back to the states. Are you suggesting to me that they didn't know exactly what they were doing? Absolutely they did. They don't know at the end of the day because they're going to reap what they sow. But the point that I'm making is they knew and they pre-planned exactly the outcome as to what they were getting. It wasn't about stopping the murder of children. It was about murdering more children because they already had their planted controlled operatives in office in the governorships throughout the United States of America. And notice the ones that are doing it and advocating for it. Not a one has put a stop to it. So let me go over concerning the illegal immigration. And I said illegal. I didn't say undocumented. I want to show you what's happening because Trump's already backpedaled on his promises. It went from we're going to deport them the first day to, okay, you know, once he got in, then what did he do? He turned on the people right away again, just like he did the first time. And what he did is he said, we're just going to get the worst of them out of here. Wait a second. Who allured them in the first place? See, it goes back to what everybody knows. They create the problem, then they play the problem solver. And guess what happens as they play the problem solver? Guess who's tightening the noose on the people? The people that created the crisis and those that are playing the problem solvers when the people allow them to do it. And instead of the people being the law, they allow the corrupt politicians to tighten the noose. I just want to let you know that that noose is on you. I just want to let you know, friends, that you are being dispossessed. I want to show you this disingenuous criminal mayor from Minneapolis, and I want you to listen to what he has to say, because this illegal immigration issue, it's not going to go away until the people take him in hand. And if you look at Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, it's for the militia to be called up at such a time as this. Who demonizes the militia? The people. The mainstream media. Who normalizes the unconstitutional agencies like the FBI, the ATF, the CIA, and the list goes on 84 more times? The media does. Who's at war with you? Those that are behind in pulling the strings on the useful idiots in the mainstream media, okay? And the fact of the matter is, people, this is not going to go away until the American people deal with it themselves. But it starts with you dealing with the corrupt in the halls of government. A million times I've said this, and this is the answer, and it's the only lawful answer you've got, to impeach and to prosecute every one of them for the act of treason. This is one where we don't need two or three witnesses. They've done it in the face of the world. And now what are they doing? I want to show you what they're doing. All by design. Are things getting better or are they getting worse? They're playing off each other, friends.
I want to speak directly to people who are undocumented.
Listen to what he says to the illegals.
We love you.
We love you.
We care about you. In the city of Minneapolis, we will stand up for you. And we will do anything in our power to help. Because you're not an alien in our city.
Look at him.
You're a neighbor.
If you can. He's got to read
now,
it.
In Minneapolis,
he's just
we
taking
have
his scripted orders, friends.
Separation ordinance. And that separation ordinance states clearly that our city officials.
Okay. So now what he's talking about is policies that they've created that undermine the Constitution. This is where the people miss it. This is where the people in the state of Minnesota must stand up and hold this criminal for the act of treason. They've, along with the governor and the attorney general, have illegally allured these criminals into this country. I want to show you how far it's gone. Do you see right behind this criminal mayor from Minneapolis? Who's that? That's Ilhan Omar. Who promotes Ilhan Omar more than the mainstream media? Nobody. I want to show you what they're promoting. From jail cell to Congress. Did you know that Ilhan Omar was arrested 23 times? This is what the mainstream media is promoting, and this is what your federal and state governments are protecting. She was arrested 23 times. She's a daughter of a Somalian terrorist. She committed marriage and immigration fraud, and she's still there. ISIS and Al-Qaeda sympathizers, CIA created, along with Hamas. Making a mockery of the U.S. government, and the people tolerate her crimes, okay? But let's go back to this guy concerning the issue of treason, because they both committed the act of treason. They're playing sympathy for the devil. They're showing love for what? Those that are here illegally, that allured them in illegally. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. Did you hear what he just said? He has more sympathy for illegals than he does the people in Minneapolis. And the people in Minneapolis and in the state of Minnesota must lawfully rise and hold these criminals accountable, period. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya. We're not done yet. This is insane what's happening. So do you think, again, speaking of treason, do you think that at night, when they're meeting or at their international meetings where they're going out of the country, taking heed from foreign interest and powers that are bribing them to sell you out, do you think for one moment that they didn't pre-plan all of this? Because what I've showed you thus far, you haven't seen anything yet. Is this not adhering and aiding and comforting the enemies that mean to conquer America? to destroy America. Everything he's talking right now is null and void because it is unconstitutional. And that's, again, why they have to suppress or censor people that are pointing their finger to the law, because that man right there and this woman right there, Ilhan Omar, both of them have committed the act of treason. They have committed the act of treason. Both of them have. And yet they're showing sympathy for the illegals in the face of the American people who are thrown the tab to take care of those that they've illegally enticed to come into the country. If that doesn't define treason, friends, what does? Oh, are you ready? Okay, so here's another one for you. Chicago, Illinois Mayor Brandon Johnson, he said, listen carefully, he won't cooperate with mass deportations or ICE agents. How about the people in Illinois round him up and impeach him and prosecute him for treason? Do you see how this works? You have 350 million people that are sick and tired of this, but apparently not enough. Jim McDonald, the Los Angeles police chief, announces that the LAPD won't assist with deportations and will in fact protect illegal aliens. Who are they working for, friends? Do you not understand that this is all by design? Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Let me go on here. I'm not done. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, the criminal I just showed you, the Judas, tells the illegal aliens that he loves them and he won't cooperate with mass deportation orders. That is treason. These people deserve to be tried for treason, again, for what they're doing to your country. Hey, folks, this is all aimed at you. This is all aimed at you. Mark them. Mark the words that I'm telling you right now. Pentagon officials are internally discussing how they can disobey direct orders from the president if they feel Trump is giving controversial orders. How about Donald Trump, make America great again, call forth every single one of these that are saying that they're not going to comply with the laws that have been written for 250 years concerning the act of treasons and concerning the illegals that are here today. How about he try every single one of them with the DOJ that he can do anything that he wants to? Do you think Donald Trump's going to do that? Or do you think he's just going to ignore it? What do you think he's going to do, friends? And when he ignores it, are you going to sit there and tell me that he didn't know what they were going to do when they were pre-planning all of this in politics? That nothing happens in politics unless it's first planned? When are people going to figure that out? When you're dispossessed. Illinois Governor J.B. Prixter, that treasonous individual, remember when the people in that state said no to him removing AR-15s. And do you remember they said no to the illegals? So you know what he did? He started alluring illegals into Chicago and he started to hire them on as police. How many governors in the state of Illinois alone have been imprisoned? Isn't that crazy? Massachusetts governor, she's a lesbian, Maura Healey, says her state will not comply. How about the people in the states rise up and force them to comply, and in the process of doing so, send the message to corruption in every given state that we are not going to tolerate your crimes anymore? Well, again, some people will say, well, that will never happen. I know it won't happen because you won't make it happen. She said her state will not assist with mass deportations for illegal aliens. In fact, she will use every tool in her toolbox to protect illegal aliens. She doesn't have any tools in her toolbox. She doesn't have a leg to stand on, friends. Again, this is the act of treason being committed against the people in the state of Arizona. Massachusetts. Let me go to Arizona. Governor Katie Hobbs, she was completely planted, friends, says she will not assist with mass deportations of illegal aliens because it will harm our communities. No, what's harming the communities is the fact that they took it beyond the people, assumed authority that was never given to them, and allured and enticed the illegals to come into the communities where they have created damage, crime, rape, murder, the list goes on, drug dealing. You know, when I tell you that they tell you the opposite of what is true, it doesn't get any clearer than this, does it? Nope. Denver, Colorado Mayor Mike Johnston says he will use Denver police to protect illegal aliens. I want to tell you something. When you hear that, you can just imagine to the degree of crimes that they have committed against the people already. They're adhering to illegals and transgressing our laws. You know what the penalty for treason is? Death. Did you know that? It's death. Go ahead, look out federal law. Tell me what I'm telling you is wrong. 281-845-4704. We're talking about what defines treason. It's happening. Americans, look at me again. Share this, please. You're being dispossessed. You're being dispossessed. They're alluring illegals into this country to give them what you have, what you've worked for. Mark my words. Mark them. Furthermore, mark the words of the Lord. Okay? Regina Romero, mayor of Tucson, Arizona. Notice where they're at, too, by the way. Says she will not comply with mass deportations because she said it's racist. See, these are the people that are fueling that nonsense. Racist? I'm sure there was a lot of white people in there, right? I'm sure there was probably a lot of black people in there, right? I'm sure there was probably a lot of red people in there, right? What is she talking about? Nope, she's just trying to browbeat anybody that would stand up against her. You know what? We should get Regina Romero on the show with us. Explain yourself. What do you mean? Do you realize that you've committed the act of treason? Do you realize the people in Tucson, Arizona should hold you accountable for every crime committed against them by an illegal that you allured into this country? Because that's what federal law tells us to do. But again, and you say, well, Bradley, it sounds like a broken record, because I keep giving you the answers. And it's just the answers that the American people don't want. They want someone else to do it for them. Let me go on here, friends. Carrie Lake's recent appointee in Arizona, newly elected Ruben Gallego, said, again, he will have nothing to do with importing illegals. Carrie Lake's recent opponent speaks out against Trump's mass deportation efforts. I'm telling you right now, friends, Trump's administration in this, what they call the left, the Democrats, I'm telling you, it's all pre-planned. They're all working for the same people. In a year, 2 years, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. When you're booted from your own property, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about, because this stuff's already being done over in Europe. It's already being done over in Europe. And you're paying for your own demise. Ruben is the ex-husband of current Arizona Mayor Kate Gallego, who says she will stop Donald Trump mass deportation efforts. Wow. So what do you think we should do? Should we lay the axe to the root of the tree by dealing with these criminals? Or should we just allow them to defend those that are here illegally? By the way, those that are defending those that are here illegally are the ones that committed the act of treason by treasonously alluring them and enticing them into your country. That's why we're talking about laying the axe to the root of the tree. 281-845-4704. The Arizona AG says she's has a plan in place to stop mass deportations of illegal aliens. You know who all this DHS is aimed at? It's aimed at you. What they should be using right now is the Department of Justice throughout the United States concerning the AGs and arresting every single one of these people that refuse to comply with our Constitution. Chinese Boston, Massachusetts Mayor Michelle Wu, that lunatic, have you seen her? The people hate her. Hey, folks, all these people that I'm talking about, when I'm talking about these senators and representatives and mayors in Arizona, they're not there because the people voted them in. That's where a good portion of all the people, the older people, go to retire. California as well. It's not the people voting in these treasonous Judases. This is mass deception on so many fronts. Can I ask you the question, friends, in all sincerity? What is it that you won't allow them to do? You allow them to force jab your family members. You allow them to murder your children, to indoctrinate your children. Just as long as you have a TV set in front of you and a beer in your hand and you're entertained, you're good for all. There's nothing you can do about it because you're going to be raptured from responsibility, right? You're sadly mistaken. You're sadly deceived. Let me go on to the next one. Michelle Wu, who is, by the way, completely shouted down by her people in the city of Boston. Of course, they don't want you to see that. She said she will not abide by President Trump's mass deportation efforts. She will do everything in her power to protect illegals. She will do everything in her power to protect illegals. What sort of crimes do you think these people are responsible for committing against you? And yet you tolerate them. Won't cooperate with mass deportation or ICE agencies, Chicago, Illinois Mayor Brandon Johnson. The list goes on and the list goes on and the list goes on. What a job it is, friends. This is cumbersome. It's overbearing at times. And I just got to tell you, folks, what's sad about all of this is at the end of the day, the more the people allow it, the more it's going to affect everybody. Yep, I know there's supposedly 350 million people in this country. But again, I leave you with the question, what needs to be done before the people stand up and say no more? They don't have the lawful right to do the things that they're doing. Protecting criminals, really what they're doing is protecting themselves. And folks, I'm telling you here, Article 3, Section 3 tells us they're committing the act of treason, and you can say what you will, but again, they have no lawful leg to stand on, friends. Every one of them needs to be rounded up. That illegally allured the criminals into America, those that came in illegally, that's their transgressors, that defines out to be criminals, they all need to be rounded up. Every single one of these said city mayors or these said AGs or these said representatives that are saying we're not going to comply, that means they're standing firm in the fact that they're guilty of treason and the American people need to deal with them. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23, by the way. Article 2, Section 4. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. There's not much more to talk about than the fact that there's your answers. If you really want them, then you're going to have to enforce the law. Oh, yeah, you're the law. See ya.